Orillia Council is calling on the provincial government to implement environmentally sustainable regulations in the Ontario Building Code. Citing the province's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 20% below 2005 levels by 2023, and noting 22% of emissions arising from buildings in 2017, Councillors Jay Fallis and Jeff Chetwerzuk brought forward a lengthy resolution on Monday calling on the province to amend the building code to provide meaningful energy efficiency improvements. The councillors pointed to the province's 2022 plan to implement green building standards into the building code by 2023, noting that increased energy efficiency leads to lower bills and improved resilience to climate change. The motion also notes that implementing regulations for new builds will prevent the need for expensive retrofits at a later date. City Council supported the request, and a copy of the resolution will be sent to Premier Doug Ford, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra, Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop, and the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. The province should see that as a letter from 30,000 potential voters, said Cal. David Campbell. It should hold some weight with them, and if they get these letters from enough municipalities, one would hope that they would take action. Fallis and Chetwerzuk's report notes that the City of Toronto and Township of King have passed similar resolutions calling for the provincial government to implement green regulations in the Ontario Building Code. Although the motion gained council's support, some members of council expressed doubt the letter would garner any meaningful response from the provincial government. I am highly doubtful that the Premier and the ministers will actually read this, but if they do and do consider it, it will be a win-win, said Cal. Luke Leatherdale. Cal. Tim Lauer questioned whether current developments, such as expansion slated for the West Ridge neighborhood, would be subject to any environmental standards implemented in the building code, but city staff responded that any updates would likely only apply to new builds beginning after their introduction.